international nuclear body gives North Korea one more chance. UN finds Serb guns stashed around Sarajevo. Ex-Arkansas judge said to plea bargain for anti-Clinton testimony. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The world is bearing down on isolated, paranoid, and probably nuclear-armed North Korea. The International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors meeting in Vienna has voted to give North Korea one last chance to permit a full inspection of its nuclear facilities. The IAEA's David Kidd said the dispute was referred for possible sanctions to the UN Security.
We really have to get down to brass tacks here. If the North Koreans are not prepared to permit due inspections and live up to their international obligations, why then the international community will have to look at options other than patient diplomacy and negotiation.
And war jitters are growing on the Korean Peninsula. Adrian Edwards has more from Seoul.
The meeting between President Kim and his top security advisors was called amid signs that tensions on the Korean Peninsula are now escalating fast. On Saturday, talks between the two Koreas broke down, with the North threatening to reduce the South Korean capital to what it called a sea of fire. Earlier today, a North Korean statement threatened final withdrawal from an international agreement on nuclear non-proliferation. As the meeting got underway, President Kim responded by ordering the South Korean military to step up defensive preparedness against a possible North Korean attack. He also instructed officials to push ahead with the deployment of Patriot missiles as soon as possible. Later this week, he'll travel to Tokyo and Beijing for consultations with Japanese and Chinese leaders. A spokesman said a date for the resumption of joint military exercises with the United States would be announced shortly after his return. Adrian Edwards for CBS News, Seoul.
After UN peacekeeping troops found a cache of Bosnian Serb tanks and artillery hidden inside the weapons exclusion zone around Sarajevo, there was a tense armed standoff. A UN military spokesman, Commander Simon McDowell, played down the significance of the arsenal northwest of the city.
These guns are not pointing at Sarajevo, nor are they capable of engaging Sarajevo. We have them under observation.
The Serbs, who use a different center when measuring the exclusion zone, disagree that they're in violation. In the first big plea bargain of the Whitewater affair, former Arkansas Judge David Hale will avoid a trial by pleading guilty tomorrow on fraud conspiracy charges. Reports say Hale will tell a grand jury about making a $300,000 loan to Susan McDougal, a Whitewater partner of the Clintons. Hale has said he made the loan under pressure from then-Governor Clinton, which Mr. Clinton denies. The President and Mrs. Clinton are in Deerfield Beach, Florida today to host a health care forum for senior citizens. In South Africa, 23 prison inmates have burned to death and a political protest gone wrong. Mike Sullivan reports.
Authorities say the inmates blockaded and set fire to their cell as part of a protest for the right to vote in South Africa's upcoming democratic election. But the protest turned to tragedy with the deaths of all the inmates. Prison spokesman Brigadier Chris Olkers said prisoners in the medium security cell at the Queenstown prison blocked the entrance before setting fire to mattresses, sheets, and other bedding. He said prison authorities were unable to put out the fire and had to call on the local fire department, but by then it was too late. Prisoners around South Africa have been protesting for the right to vote in next month's election. The Independent Electoral Commission has recommended that some prisoners be allowed to vote, but not those convicted of serious crimes, such as rape, robbery, and murder. Mike Sullivan for CBS News, Johannesburg.
Japanese Prime Minister Hosokawa says during his three-day visit to China, he told Chinese Premier Li Peng that the Western concept of human rights should not be blindly applied to all nations. He said he's told President Clinton the same thing. Take Microsoft's Bill Gates' billions and cellular phone maker Craig McCaw's dream of instant global communications, and you've got Teledesic. Reports say the two entrepreneurs have joined forces to build a $9 billion satellite communications network to link every spot on Earth and will today seek FCC approval. Teledesic would depend on a network of 840 refrigerator-sized satellites to beam information to and from virtually any spot on the planet. The Teledesic scheme is nearly three times as costly and uses 12 times as many satellites as Motorola's planned Iridium system. Industry consultant Richard Schaefer says Gates and McCaw are bigger thinkers.
It's much more comprehensive, much more ambitious. I mean, it would be like tantamount to putting in the sky the equivalent of most of the cable and fiber optic infrastructure we have in the ground today. I mean, it is a huge, audacious project.
In the Boston suburb of Chelsea this morning, five children were killed and two adults injured in an apartment fire of unknown origin. In Chicago, Detective Charles Ford says yesterday's apartment fire that left seven people dead was deliberately set by building resident Julius Kuntu.
He's been charged with seven counts of first-degree murder, one count of arson and one count of aggravated arson.
11 people were injured. Police in Palatine, Illinois, reportedly are holding a Chicago man in the killings more than a year ago of 7 people at a local restaurant. The suspect was tracked by fingerprints. El Salvador's right-wing ruling Arena Party holds a strong lead in the country's first elections since the Civil War, but early results suggest the race for president may go to a second round of voting. That's because Arena's candidate, Armando Calderon Sol, has slightly less than the 50% of the vote needed for a first-round victory. Los Angelinos have endured another reminder the big one is coming.
It's making me a little crazy.
Just what you have to put up with to live here.
KNX newsman Frank Motek has more on the latest shakeup.
Officials say Los Angeles made it through the third largest aftershock since the deadly January 17th earthquake with relatively minor damage. The chairman of LA's Emergency Transportation Task Force, Dean Dunphy, says the freeway system held up well in the latest shaking.
Everything is functioning. There are no stoppages, no structural damage. There are some minor cracks in some of the freeways, but they're passable.
Sunday's strong aftershock is blamed for sparking a fire that destroyed a strip shopping center in the San Fernando Valley. Elsewhere in the L.A. area, it was quickly business as usual after the shaking stopped. Frank Motek for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Tonight, Hollywood dresses up to see and be seen at the Oscars. Correspondent David Dow reports on the Academy Award favorites.
He has never won an Academy Award, but Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List has an outside chance of being the most honored film in Oscar history. This black-and-white epic about heroics during the Holocaust is nominated for 12 awards, including Best Picture.
Let me understand. They put up all the money. I do all the work. What if you don't mind my asking, what do you do?
I'd make sure it's known the company's in business. I'd see that it had a certain panache. That's what I'm good at. Not the work.
Liam Neeson, playing the title role, faces tough going for Best Actor, including a topical performance by Tom Hanks as a young lawyer with AIDS in Philadelphia.
I've been fired by Wyatt Wheeler. I plan on bringing a wrongful termination suit against Charles Wheeler and his partners.
You want to sue Wyatt Wheeler, Hellman, Tetlow, and Brown?
Correct. I'm seeking representation.
Holly Hunter never speaks a word of dialogue in Piano, but is favored for Best Actress honors. The Academy is hoping to keep acceptance speeches short this year, lean on political plugs. Success would bring the Academy an award of thanks from millions of television viewers. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
As expected, the Chicago White Sox have sent non-baseball superstar Michael Jordan down to the minors. Jordan, who was batting just 150, was reassigned to the minor league trading camp. Overseas, the dollar and gold are both higher, and on Wall Street, the Dow is off over 23 points. It's 10 past the hour.